You're listening to Bible Truth Feed, a podcast by Christadelphianvideo.org for Christadelphians and all those seeking the truth about the Bible message. Join us now as we present our latest episode.
Hello and welcome to Thought for May the 19th. Our readings are Joshua chapter 3 and 4, Isaiah chapter 9, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And our thought is, God has not destined us for wrath. We follow on from our thoughts yesterday about our hearts being established blameless in holiness, with Paul's conclusion in his first letter to the Thessalonians, where he stresses very strongly to them that having put on the breastplate of faith, God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us. Chapter 5, verses 8 to 10. The wonder of that salvation, which those who truly serve God will experience, is illustrated for us in today's chapter in Isaiah chapter 9. Where there are words which have found a prominent place in the famous oratorio, the Messiah. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and uphold it with justice and with righteousness. Verses 6 to 7. We took particular notice of the phrase, the increase of his government, which implies the spread of his control, and noted Paul's words today, that when people are saying there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them. Verse 3. People everywhere will feel a more urgent need than today for peace and security, and when they think they are achieving it, then disaster. But then, wonderfully, the child who was born, the Son of God, returns to rebuild life on earth on divine principles. A complete rebuilding will be necessary. The increase of his government indicates this as the general population recovers from the terrible experience of the sudden destruction. As we read on in Isaiah, we will come across passages such as in chapter 34, of the time coming when the Lord is enraged against all the nations and furious against all their host or armies. He has devoted them to destruction. Verse 2. May we all live our lives so that we are among those of whom it will be true to say and experience that God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation. Well, thank you once more for joining us for Thought for the Day, where together we can open up the pages of God's Word, remembering that it is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you found the episode helpful. Don't forget, most of these episodes are also available as videos on our video channel, cdvideo.org. So head over and take a look. If you have any comments or questions or suggestions, please get in touch or leave us a voice message. We love to hear your feedback. You can email us at btf@cdvideo.org. If you enjoyed the episode, then please share it with others. Until next time, may God bless you in your studies and your walk towards God's kingdom. Amen.